This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, think bacon, Cloverdale bacon, because if you're a first-time caller to the program today, we're going to send you a pound of Cloverdale bacon on us. That's right. That's right. We're doing that today. The music doesn't have to go away, Justin. It's Friday. That's what kind of gets Todd and I in the mood, right, Todd? That
no, especially since, you know, Waiting on the World to Change is really a good theme song, exactly. Based on what he's singing. So,
Justin Snerdley will take your call when you call today. John Snerdley filled in for a couple of days, and Manny's back on Monday, I think, right? So Manny will be back after a couple of days off. So when you call, be nice. It's Justin. He's new to the phones today for what's on your mind, but we'd love to hear from you. Welcome to the program. Hi, Todd. Happy Friday. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
After that speech last night, those speeches... Holy cow, does Trump have some fantastic kids. Every single one of them with their speeches have been just fantastic this week.
Yeah, they were good. They were really, really good. They really were. In fact, if you ask me, the story of this convention was the children of Donald J. Trump. I mean,
absolutely.
Really, these people aren't used to being on that stage. Obviously, they're from a high-profile family. They know media. They know television. But a political stage, political speeches, Republican National Convention...
There's no way anybody else's kids have that much poise, that much articulation. I mean, they just look fantastic, and I hope there's a future president or three or four in there someplace.
Wow, he's going right there. I saw Wall Street Journal yesterday was pressing Donald J. Trump Jr. about that. Do you have political aspirations or anything? So, rather interesting. Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out to the folks that I had a chance to visit with at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest the last few days, wrapped up last night at Stanley, and I listened to last night's festivities from Stanley, North Dakota to Fargo, wall to wall, just every ounce of it, and soaked it in that way. I'm really interested in your opinion on this today, and that's what we're going to talk about. So Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, and if I had a buck for everybody that said, I listen every day. I've never called the show. I wouldn't have to do the show anymore because I'd be a zillionaire. And it happened again in Stanley. A lot of folks coming up. A lot of saying very nice things about the program. Thank you for that, by the way. But they've inspired me anew to call some new listeners out of the shadows from being not only a listener but a participant. Now, here's why, okay? Here's why. And this was a nice thing. This is a nice thing about Cookfest. You get to have conversations like this, right? And kudos to Ron Ness, Tessa Sandstrom, Alexis, the entire team. I started naming names, I'll be in trouble. But a lot of folks, Rob Lidberg was there as well from the Bakken backers. And, Rob and his group do a very nice job. The Petroleum Council, the oil can program. These cookfests are designed to spark conversations. Yes, there's barbecue there. Yes, there's a lot of free entertainment, great food. Tin Star is fabulous. Those guys, a lot of great personality. You know, there's freebies, there's an information session, which huge crowd at that yesterday in Stanley. But really, they're about conversation. They're just about North Dakotans talking to each other. And I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of folks who listened to the program, both in Mandaree and in Newtown and in Stanley yesterday. And I really appreciate the feedback I get at events like that. I get, great things. But I'm always amazed the amount of people who feel like, man, I really like the show. I listen to the show. I learn a lot from the show. They say things like that are just heartwarming. I really appreciate it. Humbling to hear that. And they say, but I don't call. And yet the opinions they share with me are every bit as good as my opinions or Todd's opinions or any politician or pundit we have on the program. And it struck me again in this little Cookfest tour how much wisdom there is and I don't mean this to denigrate anybody, average everyday people. In other words, these are people who are saying I don't call because they self-identify as just an average everyday person, right? They just get up every day and go about doing what they do, farming, ranching, out there in the oil fields, whatever it is, okay? But it's average everyday people that make America great. You're the genius of America. Because you do get up every day not saying, give me, give me, give me, but say, what can I do to make where I live a better place? What can I do to provide for my family? What can I do to make America great again? And there's a great deal of frustration out there, which is why I think you see Donald Trump as the Republican nominee and, honestly, Doug Burgum as the Republican nominee for governor in North Dakota. There are parallels there. Real parallels. But don't dismiss yourself in this equation. Because what you're thinking behind the wheel of a tractor, behind the wheel of a truck, going from job site to job site, matters. And when you take a moment to contribute, whether that be, you know, at coffee with your buddies, or whether that be after church on Sunday or picking up the phone on the radio, makes a difference. It absolutely makes a difference. So that's a long way of saying you matter. I'd love it for you to call and contribute. And when you do, today on the program, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we have a pound of bacon we'll be sending your way. Just got a new shipment of certificates. We're sending out a bunch from folks that have won in the past couple of days, and some more going out today. So when you call, let Justin know you're a first-time caller, and we'll get you on the air, and we'll get your bacon in the mail, and I want to find out what you think of the week that was. What you think of Donald Trump's speech last night? Maybe Ivanka Trump's speech last night? Any of the festivities? And I'm going to put your opinions before mine. Okay? Pat and Wilton, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I was going to tell you about a little town just south of Mandan, Cannonball. I mean, we went through that about a year ago, and I was amazed that, I mean, there's not a tree one in that town. 40 years ago, we planted trees on our farm. They're very nice shelter belt today, and I'm amazed that there's not a city elder or something in that town that would say, hey, get out there and get some trees planted. I mean, we know how important they are here in North Dakota where the wind blows like a hurricane. And, you know, what do they want? Somebody to come along and do it for them? So I've never been to Mandaree, but I can imagine it's the same thing.
Yeah, you may be referencing some of my comments from earlier in the week that
yes,
I was talking about having been to Mandaree for the first time, and while I really enjoyed the people and had some great interactions with folks there, I'm not trying to denigrate any individual people. I am trying to say something's wrong. We've gone wrong some way somehow here. And when I say we, look, I'm considering these folks neighbors, right? I want to help. I want to figure out a way. It's different because in North Dakota, with as much prosperity as we have going on, there shouldn't be a Mandaree or a Cannonball. A city that literally looks like a third world country should not exist in this state at this time, in my mind.
You're exactly right. And, yeah, I mean, there is something amiss there. You know, whether it's lack of pride in your own town or what, I can't put my finger on it. But a tree is a pretty simple thing to plant. All you got to do is water it. And, you know, like I said, we did that 40 years ago. And I'm kind of amazed that there's not a tree in that town at all. So.
Yeah, that's a good question. Right. I never thought of it. But that's a very good question. I you know, just simple, basic kind of planning things for a city. I don't know. I don't. I hope in bringing this up, and actually people came up to me yesterday and Stanley said, you know what, thank you for saying that. And I'm like, gosh, why do we not say that? You know, I don't know. But I'd rather look forward rather than backward. We are where we are, but how do we just change this? Something's got to change here in my mind. Paul, appreciate the call, and thanks for – I've not been to Cannonball, so maybe I'll get there next. Appreciate it. Nice chatting with you. Let's see here. Dave in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say, I just wanted to make some comments about last night's speeches. I think we got the whole ball rolling and gotten the crowd going with that black pastor that was on there. Man, did he get that crowd going? You can tell he made some speeches in his time and some, you know, being a pastor and stuff. But I was really impressed with, I believe it's Mr. Barack. It came on right before Ivanka. No teleprompter. Spoke from his heart. Very eloquent. I don't think I've ever heard a speech like this gentleman gave. And then, of course, from there, Ivanka, and what a speech she gave. I tell you, like you said, those kids are amazing. And they were trained right, I'll tell you what. And then, of course, Donald, I'll tell you, he's... I sat there and just went, wow, wow, wow. You know, earlier in the week when Hillary said, you know, they have nothing, no solutions. There's no solutions they're coming
up with. There were a few solutions last night, weren't there, Dave? Great points. Appreciate the call. John in Bismarck, first-time caller when we come back. And more of your calls at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kittard, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com. A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I love that guy. I love that guy. That's the Pastor Burns the previous caller was talking about. They've got the crowd fired up. Folks, there's nothing that replaces passion. There's nothing. If you're passionate about, the best kind of night crawlers to buy, you're going to sell them like crazy. You know, I mean, it just is. It's just, I love it. You can't replace it. It's wonderful. Back on What's on Your Mind. No pundits, no politicians today. Power to the people, ladies and gentlemen. What'd you think of the Republican National Convention, Donald Trump? We can talk about that. Anything else on your mind? How to fix Indian country? Whatever. You lay it on me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our first text of the day has come in. And, do we call this is this a wine fest time? What's going on here? Would you call it a wine?
We encourage texts, and yet this person brings up a valid point.
Okay, you think it's a valid point? All right, so here's what the text says. First of all, we've mentioned the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. That's the number you call into, right? Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. We have text calls or comments welcome as well. It's 701-226-8503. And first text of the day says, how about some Cloverdale bacon for awesome texters? Because we've offered for first-time callers a pound of bacon today because we want some first-time callers to join the program. And we're incentivizing you with some of the best bacon on the planet. So how about this? Okay, for the texters, best text of the hour. Best text of the hour. So you got to come with your best stuff, your best comment. Cloverdale bacon on us. So let the games begin there as well. 701-226-8503 on the text. Let's go to our first-time caller in beautiful Bowman, North Dakota. I'm ashamed to say I've never been there, but I hear it's beautiful. Yeah, I've been close, darn close, Belfield, but not Bowman. Mitch, how are you?
Uh-oh.
Tom, hey, Vilsack is a possible.
Let's get you to the top of the hill here, Mitch, so we can hear you a little better.
All right.
Try that again. Go for it.
I was just kind of wondering about Tom Vilsack as a possible vice president. Because I'm a conservative, and I was kind of wondering how much you think that would either help us or hurt us. Because
Turn your radio down, Mitch. It'll help us hear you a little bit better. Okay, so tell me that again. Right. What you've heard about him, what? Tell me that again.
Well, from what I've heard, he sounds like one of the more able-minded guys in Obama's cabinet. As we know, there's only a few. I was wondering. And if he got
We don't have the best signal for with you, Mitch. Hang on. I'm going to have Justin get your address. We're going to send you the bacon. I got the gist of what you're saying. You turn the radio back up and hear the answer. What do I think of Tom Vilsack? Is he the most able member of their cabinet? Yes. Yeah, he certainly is, he's an Iowa governor, so you can't be completely a left-wing loon, but he is, that's not saying much. He replaced Ed Schaefer in the Obama administration as the Secretary of Agriculture, okay? So he is a Midwest guy, and I think that's good. I don't think anybody votes for the president of the United States. In other words, I don't think Hillary gets votes because she picks Tom Vilsack if she picks him. But I think he is the most reasonable. I think he'll sell well on the stump. Politically speaking, I think that would probably be her best pick. So I guess since we don't want her to be president, you don't necessarily want... I want her to pick Elizabeth Warren because Elizabeth Warren is a radical leftist. And I think Hillary Clinton's not far off of it, so I'd love two radical leftists on the ticket so the contrast is even more clear. But I don't think Vilsack or Kane or any more of the reasonable picks for her for VP gets her any more votes, if that makes any sense. But hang on, Mitch, and Justin, if you would get his information, we'll send off that bacon right away. Glad to hear from Bowman. Thank you very much, and good question today. John in Bismarck, another first-time caller. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Dave, we're on the way up to the state fair today, and I happened to notice that gas prices in Bismarck are around $2.29 yet, and up in Cotton Trail are down to $2.10. And Fargo, I think, they're even below $2. why do you think we keep having such a hold up in Bismarck gas prices?
I can answer the Totten Trail thing because I know Tim well, and Tim's ambition is to make sure he is well noticeably below the rest of the market. So I'm thinking you're going to see Totten Trail stay down there. I'll let Scott take the rest of it, but I wanted to chime in on the Totten Trail thing.
You know, here's the deal. There's just not a Bismarck is not a competitive market for gas. It isn't. And you have, a handful of owners, and, you don't see supermarkets putting the price of bread out on the street. But gas owners do. So everybody knows what everybody else's is. And sometimes that sparks gas wars, and sometimes...
Well, plus in Bismarck, we're getting it from one source. Fargo, you got like three. Bismarck, you got one. So everybody's kind of getting it from the same place anyway.
Sure.
You know, I don't think there's a conspiracy theory there, right? I think it's just how it is. Fargo's an incredibly competitive market, largely because there's some players in the gas market in Fargo that are not in Bismarck. Mills Fleet Farm is one example of it. They're always bringing the price down, right?
Sure.
And Flying J is another that's pretty competitive, and they do the same up in Grand Forks. And just
Fargo's got to be about the most competitive gas market, like, anywhere. Don't you think, Scott? You've driven all over the state.
It is absolutely one of the most competitive gas markets in the entire United States, just because two interstates and the right competitors there. So a lot of people compare that and say Bismarck's getting jammed, and it's I guess it's fair to say Bismarck is one of the least competitive. So that's why it's always higher. But I don't think it means people get in a room and go, okay, here's the deal. We're going to jam consumers. See, I'll keep the price at this, and you keep it at that. I don't think there's some grand conspiracy going on there. I just think it's. You know, there is two sources of supply in Fargo. There's only one in Bismarck, you know, because there's two pipelines that dump into Fargo and feed the market. So, the retail folks have choice from the wholesale folks. You know, it's just, I don't know. I hear about it continually, but I see no there myself. I just think it is what it is because of the players in the market. And if you want to change it, I'd get in the business and start lowering the price, and the others would probably have to do the same. That's just how it is. But, you know, the owners right now say, because there's a few of them, we're just going to, you know, what your price is going to be my price based on what I'm buying for. And it doesn't work that way in other markets. So I don't know. That's my take on it. John, I appreciate your call, though. You're a first-time caller, right?
You bet.
So hang on here. And Mitch and John, that's a bacon on us. And that's
all right. Thank you.
First-time callers. Call again, okay? We appreciate it very much. So. Justin, if you'd take John's information now, that'd be great. And you just get us those addresses. So just wait for Justin to pick up the phone and get your address, and so we can mail you the certificate for those. Okay? All right. Beautiful. All right. So we already got John's. We're good to go. All right. We'll take a break when we come back. Karen in Solon wants to talk about Donald Trump's speech. I want to hear what she has to say. Alan and Dickinson, same thing. Look forward to that. Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Give us a text at 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Sam Markell. Many soybeans in the state were injured by hail last week, raising many good questions about diseases and fungicide applications. A study was recently conducted in Iowa that investigated the effects of a fungicide, pyraclostrobin, on hail-injured soybeans. To injure the soybeans, the researchers created a PTO-powered ice thrower. The ice thrower was used to simulate hail on soybeans at growth stages R1, which is beginning flower, or R4, which is full pod. They applied a fungicide at R3, which is early pod. The results showed that a fungicide application made before or after the hail simulation event provided little yield preserving or disease limiting benefits when foliar disease severity was low, which is commonly the case in North Dakota soybeans. For more information, including a video demonstration of the ice thrower in action, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I will share with you my plan for action for America. The most important difference between our plan and that of our opponent is that our plan will put America first.
Crowd loved that. That's for sure. Last night's Republican National Convention address for Donald Trump, longest acceptance speech of any presidential candidate on record last night. And he had a list. He had a chapter and verse. One point caught my attention. He talked about Obamacare gone. We'll replace it with a better system. And the TSA, we're going to fix that mess too. I mean, he went from Obamacare to the TSA. It was just one boom, 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 right after another. A little bit of something in that for everyone. I didn't listen to many of the pundits last night because I tend to at these things. I want to just hear it unvarnished. Form my own opinions before I hear anybody else. But I'm really interested in what you thought about the speech and the week, really, that was. Most interested to hear about that today on the program. 800-228-0550. Heard from a lot of folks about this on the Cookfest tour. And again, want to say thanks to the folks from North Dakota Oil Can Program. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Tessa Sandstrom, Alexis Brinkman. Rob Lindberg from Bakken Backers. And a lot of the folks that, roll up the sleeves and do the hard work of putting events like that, and all the companies that come together and put out the food. And, I mean, they start early, early in the day. It's, a hot week, and a lot goes into that. It really does. And so fun to see it so well received, and really was a great time. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. That four-pillow under $100 deal is absolutely incredible. I'm really expecting a call at any time to say, can't do it anymore, can't do it anymore. Maybe when they get over 50,000 pillows a month that they're shipping out. That's what they're shipping out. It's just incredible what these folks do. USA made. And thanks for your feedback on this. Really enjoy that a lot. Hearing a lot of great things about how this is helping people who maybe had a neck that was hurting or TMJ, teeth grinding. The ailment's incredible. Nothing more important to your sleep, nothing more important to your health, rather, than your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. Four pillows, two classics, two travel pillows, under $100, $160 savings when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. You're going to love them. All right. Let's see who is next. We're going to go to Solon and Karen. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yes, I have a couple of comments to make, if I can.
Sure.
I was listening to the pundits this morning, and I forget which one it was, but he made the comment that if you think this country's in trouble, if you think that we're kind of the message was kind of going to hell in a handbasket, but he used different words. He says, then you like his speech last night. Well, I really think, because I've studied mind control for 34 years, we have been so brainwashed that we don't recognize some things. And the thing about Donald Trump is he's a realist. He sees it the way it really is. And I think if you talk to your neighbors and your friends and even yourself, you realize that we are in deep trouble. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, I think we're saying goodbye to America. Because the people behind all of this are hell-bent on putting us into the world government. And the only way you can have world government is for each nation to give up its sovereignty. And that's what they're in the process of doing, is driving us into the world government. That's that now, comment. Now,
Before you go to your next, though, I have to say, you know, the quest for power, not only from Hillary Clinton's team, but some on the Republican side as well, who see Donald Trump being from a camp that cannot be controlled, does not need special interest money to get elected. You know, I see it from both sides. That's what, to me, is so refreshing about this Trump phenomenon. He's breaking every rule of presidential politics.
Well, you know, what he's proposing to do, I agree with, because, number one, you know, they whine and cry about how he's not giving specifics. Well, frankly, when you have an enemy in the camp, you don't tell him everything you're going to do. Obama did that. He said, we're getting out of Afghanistan on such and such a date at such and such an hour, and they just waited him out, and then they come back full force. And so I don't disagree with kind of keeping a few things up your sleeve and talking in generalities. However, my next one is the movie. They were advertising the movie about Hillary and the Democrats, history, for today, tonight. Bismarck had it last night with no publicity whatsoever. Consequently, there were no more than 6 or 7 people in the movie theater. The people that should have seen it weren't there because they didn't know it was taking place the day before, and it's a one-day movie. They're moving it to Dickinson today, and I think maybe Williston the day after, whatever. It's a crying shame because it's a piece of our history. We really, if you want to be an informed voter, you ought to go see that movie before you vote. However, I do believe that they say it is on the Internet, and I would ask all these young voters that would like to be informed, try and find it on the Internet and watch it, because I think it is very, very important.
Is this the Dinesh D'Souza movie about Hillary?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's very well documented. It's very well presented. It was worth going to see. And Bismarck is not going to get to see it because they didn't even know it was on the day earlier than all the publicity.
I actually thought it opened today. I didn't realize it started.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah.
And there was no publicity that in Bismarck it was going to be a day before. And I think that's why the theater was empty. And so I don't know if it was deliberate or accidental or just, you know, whatever. But the fact remains that I do believe it is supposed to be on the Internet. And I think any person that wants to be an informed voter should watch that movie because it is very important. Now, the third last thing. The only thing I hold against Donald Trump is the fact that he snubbed Sarah Palin. And there's a million people out here that agree with her and listen to her and pay attention to her, and that's a lot of votes.
I don't know that he did snub her. I saw her comment that you know, she has some family obligations, that it was a long way from Alaska, and she was happy to watch it from there and comment from there. I saw something to the effect that she was offered a speaking slot and declined.
Well, that I can't say for sure because I haven't heard that. But I do think that it came across as a snub because a lot of people would have loved to have seen her, at least even by video.
Yeah, I don't think Donald Trump is afraid to have Sarah Palin there at all. I really don't. I don't remember where I saw that, but I did see that. And it was a comment from Sarah Palin about it.
Well, so, that might be putting the best face on it, too.
Given some of the people that spoke.
The thing I'm getting at is perception, because sometimes for the public, perception is everything.
Yeah.
And frankly, the perception feels like he left her out after she came out and endorsed him and went to bat for him. And where is she now, you know?
Well,
and
she was taking on Ted Cruz, so she wasn't. She was opining, as she said she would, from up there. Karen, I appreciate your call. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Speaking of Cloverdale, here's Matthew, who sends an email saying, I wanted to call, but I thought, ah, it's a waste of time. I just wanted to share a story about that delicious sponsor of yours. I ran cross country and track at Northern State University in Aberdeen. On Saturdays, we would typically do our run early in the morning and then get together, and I'd make breakfast for the guys. Well, picking out the bacon for one Saturday, I grabbed a pack of Cloverdale thick maple bacon. It took only one time before that turned into a staple on my grocery list. I literally made it so often the scent of maple ran through our small college house and seeped into my clothes. When I would get to practice, people knew because even my running stuff smelled of it so much. I started getting called Mrs. Buttersworth. They started calling me. The good news for the company is while I was teased about the smell, people always wanted me to make some when we'd have people over. I've had some meat market bacon, but nothing compares to a pack of Cloverdale. Sorry, I know you have more important things to discuss, but that's what's on my mind. Matthew, that's fabulous. That's absolutely fabulous. I'll forward that on to Scott Russell and his team at Cloverdale. That's unbelievable. Classic. Thank you very much. Kevin in Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I just saw these gas prices around Bismarck, Mandan. You know, I know there isn't that much competition, but how do these people sleep at night ripping off people the way they do, you know? Same like the grocery stores and
Kevin, can I stop you there for a second? I want you to define for me ripping somebody off. Define that.
Just the way they're gouging people with the gas prices. What's wrong with them? And the fuel prices now are just as high as gas, you know?
So let me tell you something that one of the folks I know, well, Kent Satring's his name. He runs PetroServe USA stores. They have locations in Bismarck, Mandan. They also have locations in many places throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. In the Fargo-Moorhead market as well. He tells me so that there are times in Fargo where the price of gas has him, you buy gas and he's losing 4, 5, 6 cents a gallon, okay?
Oh,
and then he
yeah.
still has to pay people, he still has to sell enough bread and pizza and, you know, other things to make up the difference for that. So maybe in Bismarck, in Mandan, he's making 10 cents a gallon. I don't know, 15 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Isn't that America?
Yeah.
Isn't that when you say ripping people off, I don't know how, a profit somehow becomes a bad thing.
Well, I don't mind a profit, but when it goes on and on and on, where they, like right now, the gas prices should be 10 cents cheaper in Bismarck for the last month or better, you know?
By what standard? What Fargo's charging?
It's Fargo, anywhere in the country. Just about, you know.
So you're saying if the price of gas in Fargo is such that they're losing money on gas or breaking even,
right?
I don't know how as a consumer in Bismarck, Mandan, we can say, well, it ought to be the same here. I want you to lose money here. That to me isn't America. You know, the market dynamics are different in every town. I understand your frustration, Kevin, because with Fargo-Moorhead being as competitive, a nationally competitive market that it is, you know, many people feel that way. But I get worried when we start saying, hey, you're ripping us off. How much should I make? You want to decide what I can charge for gas? Now we're Russia all of a sudden, you know.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I totally agree with the previous caller, that woman there, you know, with Trump. Go, Trump, go, you know. And that's, I hope he gets in there and just cleans out with everybody, all these people. You know, I go to work every morning, 4:35 in the morning. I wave at the people who are on welfare on my block. They're out there waving, cigarette in their mouth.
Kevin, appreciate the call. God bless you for your hard work. Glad you're listening. Alan and Dickinson, Bill and Bismarck, Chris and Taylor coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is today. Let's put it on Trump right now in Cleveland.
Ivanka was incredible last night. She did an incredible job. So many of the speakers were so amazing and ground setting. I mean, really ground setting. It was just something very, very special. We're even getting good marks on television. Can you believe this? Hard to believe. Oh, they'll change. Don't worry. They'll say, wait a minute. But it has been just an incredible 4 days. I want to thank the people of Cleveland and the people of Ohio, because what they've done. You know, we read 2-3 weeks ago, oh, this is going to be horrible. We're going to have riots. We're going to have problems. Everything was a problem. This was probably one of the most peaceful, one of the most beautiful, one of the most love-filled conventions in the history of conventions.
How about that? It's true, given, the, you know, again, the media was wrong again. The pundits were wrong about all the things that were going to happen in Ohio.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump and Mike Pence addressing volunteers in Ohio before they leave Cleveland. Moments ago. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You're seeing headlines about coal plants closing, brings home the war on coal, right here in North Dakota. Just announced 65 families impacted, jobs lost. And by the way, when a coal plant closes, it's not just the jobs and the families that are impacted. The town of Stanton, as an example. Our entire grid is threatened. Less reliable energy. I mean, the investments that have been reduced to improving the reliability because of the war on coal, because of the regulatory battle they're in, have been unprecedented. Affordable, reliable electricity is under attack. Join the effort to fight back against this. Arm yourself with information at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Alan and Dickinson, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Alan, are you there? Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yes, I am here. How's it going this morning, guys?
Great, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, just a couple of remarks about Trump's acceptance speech last night. First off, I'm only 25 years old, first-time Republican voter, and I am more than proud to be throwing my support towards Donald Trump. I've gone through the past acceptance speeches from the last, couple of conventions, and to me they didn't seem too heartfelt, where it needs to be coming from. They're just saying what they need to say to get where they need to get going. Last night, for that 1 hour and 12 minutes that I was glued to that television, I have never in my life seen somebody so passionate, so just ready to start taking the problems and fixing them instead of, oh, we're just going to slowly wipe it underneath the carpet. That's what Donald Trump's offering. He's offering real solutions to the real problems that we are facing. I'm not only supporting Donald Trump for myself, but I am supporting Donald Trump for everybody that has been left behind in the middle class. Everyone.
Alan, I think you're the reason that Donald Trump's going to win by double digits. I think that sentiment, to sit there and to glue yourself to the television, to hang on every word for an hour plus, and to be as energized as you are for the first time about a presidential candidate, I think speaks volumes about the new folks he's bringing to the party. So,
another thing about it too, who would expect a 25-year-old from North Dakota to support a businessman from New York?
Exactly what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
Do you want to know why I support this businessman from New York? He's been in the public eye for 30 years. Not once was he called racist or sexist or any of the above. It wasn't until he decided to run against the Democrats. The left. I am so afraid of the left and what they're doing with this country. The last 7.5 years have been agonizing for me. Yes, I haven't been an adult for a complete 8 years yet, but I've been working ever since I was 18. And I tell you right now, the policies that are coming out of the left and the policies that Hillary is going to propose and what she is going to impose is only going to hurt us even more. And if she gets in November, quite frankly, it is the end of the United States as we know it.
Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And I'm with you on why this election matters. Alan, thanks for the call. I God bless you. Love the passion. I love the passion, brother. Keep it up. Bill and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah. Say, I just got a couple of issues I want to comment on real quick. One of them is that I've been making a lot of trips to Minneapolis and Fargo, and this is with a gas unit and also a diesel unit. And when I leave the city, Bismarck, if I have enough gas there to take me even as far as steel, I will not fill gas in Bismarck before I leave, because even at Steel, the price of gasoline and diesel is normally lower than it is in Bismarck. And if I go to Minneapolis, I fill up. If I can make it to Minneapolis, I mean to Fargo, I fill up there. When I come back from Fargo, I fill up.
You're not alone. I think that's the way a savvy consumer does it. You know, and by the way, Todd's friend at where's that at, Todd?
Todd and Trail?
Yeah, Todd and Trail. I mean, the same thing, right? He purposely wants it lower than Bismarck to get business. He's being a smart businessman, you know, so it happens. Texter says, enough with the gas. Tell these people to convert their vehicles to run on grape juice if they want to whine so much. Get it? Grape wine.
Wine, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bill. Got to go. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.